safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What up, though? I'm a little tardy for the party. Started about 7 minutes late, so I'm not even going to do that much talking because I didn't even go live until like 8:09. What is it, 8:09? 8:09. I was 9 minutes late for the show. My bad. I was on CP time tonight. Anyway, welcome to the show, www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in to the show once again. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. I guess on the back end, what I'll do is roll over 10 extra minutes. I don't want to short anybody on the playlist. And I had a scheduled playlist, and it's pretty much jammed up with 60 minutes. So as to not slight anyone, any airtime, I'll just add 10 minutes to the back end of the show. You feel me? Couple of announcements. First, I want to give a big shout out to the people over there at Riley Sharon Showcase. Last night, I was one of the judges. Greg Street from V103 here in Atlanta. Great, man. A lot of talent. A lot of people came through, man. Shouts out to the homie, the winner, who was Jay Harden, and he's going to be calling me, joining me on the line here. The winner of the showcase last night at Sharon Showcases, $5,000. Giveaway, and she did give away the money. Of course, one person, you know, didn't get all the money, but they broke it down to, like, you know, what, some fourth place prizes, third place, a lot of people like third places, seconds, and they got like different other little best female performer, whatever. So, you know, but the overall winner of the contest was Jay Harden. He's going to be joining me here. On the lines in a little bit. So you guys want to make sure you tune in for that. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show, man. 347-934-0966. Alright, I want to remind you, be sure you go and check out www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. That's our main site where you can listen to us and stream us live over the internet. If you want to hear us crystal clear, well, as clear as you can get with Blog Talk. We'll also check out our main site, www.chainlessentertainment.com. That's C-H-A-I-N-L-E-S-S. chains, like you're rocking a chain, less. No chains. Chainlessentertainment.com. Go check it out, man. Won't be sorry. I promise you. You dig? Without further ado, you heard the Subway sound. Welcome to another episode of the Subway, man. This is where we play indie music all night. We just ride out to the music. I'm not even going to take long because I already came in late. So I would already be playing music by this point anyway. Shout out to the people that was on the phone lines before me, like patiently waiting, like, where is this nigga at? I'm at his show and he ain't at his show. Shout out to y'all, man. I appreciate y'all. My bad. I was actually going to be on time, and then something popped off at like 15 minutes before my show that I had to handle, and I thought it was going to take real quick, but it didn't, and so, yeah, I was late. What you want me to do? I'm black. That's never an excuse, people. It's never an excuse to be late for shit. Because you black doesn't mean you can be late 10 minutes late for work every damn day. So I'm scolding myself. Anyway, on to the music. Started off with a little bit of Hard and B. This artist can be found over at chainlessentertainment.com. You can get access to more of her music. We haven't played this in a while, so I'm going to go ahead and rock out with my homegirl representing the boot, Miss Kendra. Missing you. Oh, I like this record. This is one of my indie artists that's in rotation that I feel like all you got to do is just give her a deal, and she's going to sell like a lot of records. Just needs a major push, which is the case for most of the artists that we play over here on K100. You know, some of them need some work, but we still gonna show them some love. But we got about at least 50 artists that I play on the show, at least 50 that could easily be the next, you know, whoever you want to pick, the next R. Kelly, the next, you know, the next Mary J, whatever you want to say, whatever, you know what I'm saying, the next Jay-Z. I mean, we got some great artists over here, man. This is one of them, I feel like, she just makes phenomenal music, has a great voice, all right? So, without further ado, man, you know, you rocking with the best of them. Follow us on Twitter, at K100_radio, at K100_radio. You can follow my personal Twitter, at Blizzum. I always follow back. Just make sure you got a picture up and not the goose egg. Or if you like one of them sex chicks that's going to inbox me, talking about some, you want to fuck later? They done dated my timeline. I don't even know why I follow. I just be following back without looking. Now I got, they making me look and check who I follow back now. Anyway. Without further ado, man, Miss Kendra, missing you. You're rocking with the best of them, man. You know what it is, Pippin. Welcome to the Subway.
Oh, at a parade tonight. Party of the year, private jet flight. Fast cars, paparazzi. You saw me, they try to steal my dreams, but I'm
hanging on my back, got a one-way ticket, I won't look back. Packing all my bags, got a one-way ticket, I won't look back. I'm on.
I think you got a plan tracking. So give it to me, I'm feeling your hot body. I know you can get it poppin', and we gon' get it rockin' live.
Hey, Ruel, hold on. Hey, I got this text real quick. Oh, man.
What?
Oh, man. Texting after texting? Hey, sex is done, dog.
Nine, me, I'm really getting in the mood. Propositioning you too. Send me pictures in the nude like you a centerfold. Text me in the code. Type in 69, that sounds really cool. Who would've knew that in a few replies that you and I would get a room tonight? When you picking up your phone, you tickle my hormones. Yearning to give you way more than just sore thumbs. Come to Papa, come on over after. You get off of work so I can put it on you proper. You don't have to knock, cuz you can come on in. I'ma show you what my dirty smiley really meant. We can put the sin of you and I up in the sky. Reenact everything that we fantasize. No JKing, no LOLing, just a mouthful of pillow for your yelling. I'm telling you that
I feel like texting
the longhorn like it's Texas again. The message begins with a textual grin. She wants sex, I reply yes, I'll attend. She's at work so she wants to role play, so I run with it like OJ. Say okay, what you gonna say? I'ma hit it like it's croquet. You can't win if you don't play. And she can bend but she won't break. With a friend it would go great. Press the send button. Then she sent something and it really blew my mind. She said alright, but keep it between you and I. And who am I? She replied, you're my big poppy. Cause I'm strong and a bit stocky, but my Spanish is a bit choppy. She can throw the pitch, she can even throw the switch. She'll know I'm gonna hit.
I feel like texting after texting. I'm hoping that you got my
Texas. I proceed to relieve all the stressin'. She is indeed in need of a lesson, so I give her the effin'. And the screams, baby, please give me a restin'. So I call for a halftime, and I will coach her. Put her knees like a seat on my sofa. Hold her low, bend her over. Then I go deep stroke her. Hit it bare like a polar. Make her bite on her molars. Hit the pause on my motor. Cause I know that I'll fold her. I feel a need in the closer. Crack the door when I coach her. Give a tap on the shoulder. Then the dap when I know her. Close my door and it's over.
I feel like texting after texting.
That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. Again, I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Thanks for tuning in to the Shizelle. Just ran that Miss Kendra, Missing You, Havoc Jones, American Icon, Major Lyric, All Night Long, Paris LaDame, No Strings, and Earth Crew, Sexting After Texting. Right? Who's on the phone lines want to check in with me? We'll get back into the music. I guess this is all blanks, all no numbers. Just skin, this is homie. Skin pimp. Hello?
Yeah.
What up, homie?
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's going on with you?
Ain't nothing, man. Chilling, man. How you doing, bro?
Man, working, man. Mad because I'm missing the damn BCS championship. And fucking
who you
with y'all.
Tell me the same thing you doing? Listen to you and missing the game.
Some bull junk right here, man. These niggas, boy, I tell you, if you don't reach me, whoever don't retweet me playing in the night, It's going to be a long time before they get played around this bitch again, because I'm missing the BCS championship to do this damn broadcast. You niggas ain't paying me nothing.
You don't follow goddamn orders around this bitch.
I'm telling you right now, if I play your shit tonight in the middle of this damn game and you don't fucking retweet that shit, I don't know when the next time you're going to get played in this bitch.
This nigga, homie.
Don't give a fuck how niggas take it. Don't give a fuck how niggas take it. What's up with you? Good? You good on me?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, man. I'm good. Hey, you check out that video I sent you, man?
When you sent it today? I haven't really did too much nothing on today. You sent it today?
Oh, no, I ain't seen it today. I hit you on Twitter with it. I sent you. Sent you a link of the video video I did called Be With You.
Oh, for real? I'm going to have to go back there and do it. Do it. Don't do it today. Well, because after I leave here, I got to go downtown to the Making the Magazine event tonight. By the way, if you're in Atlanta, tonight is Music Mondays, Making the Magazine's Music Mondays. You can always go over to www.chainlessentertainment.com and find out more about this event, but it's a good networking event. There's always a lot of people that's in the game that show up there to network. It's a good networking event. It really is about networking at the place. It's just how he does it, how he runs the event. It's all about
it.
Yeah. So y'all go check that out if you're in the Atlanta area. It's over there at the iLounge over there at Glenwood. Just Google Music Mondays iLounge or go to chainlessentertainment.com. Look up on the opportunities for artists. That's the best way to do it and find out everywhere you need to be. But you need to be in the building. It's actually starting right now. So I ain't gonna
Monday
get there.
Monday at 8 o'clock and Tuesday at 12 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't, it's already starting right now, but I'll get there when I get done off the air. You know what I'm saying? But let me take these other calls, man, and get back to the music. The homie Jay Harden, who won the $5,000 showcase last night at Sharon Showcase, that I was a judge at last night. He's supposed to be calling in, checking in with us at 9 o'clock hour. We'll see what's up with that. Hey, homie, I'm going to check that video out when I get a chance, though, homie. I'll let you know what's popping with it, all right?
All right, that's a bit, bro. Take care.
All right, appreciate it. 803-749, what up, though?
I want to hear that Elu Heartache.
Oh, I just paid Elu Heartache last night, last time. I can't play them back-to-back. I just played them.
You can't? Oh, okay.
But you know what, though? I tell you what, we're gonna add Elu to the Chainless Entertainment site, so we're gonna make sure we do that.
All right, that's what's
next
up.
Company, you need to go to our site and just hit play, and you can play it all the goddamn time, over and over and over, till you just get sick of that motherfucker. Right.
Okay, thank you.
That right there, we're gonna do that for Elu, because he got his supporters, they be calling in, but I can't play it every single episode. We gotta spread the love, all right?
All right, that's what's up.
Calling in though, all right?
Thank you. Bye bye.
434-228. What up though? Who's this?
What's good with you, man? It's your boy Tay Money, TA$3, calling in, checking in with you.
What's happening, homie? What's good with you, fam?
Hey, man, though, I saw your tweet on the joint, man. I be fucking with you every week. Bless him. This your boy Tay Money. You know, so I sent you a new single. It's called Paranoid. Whenever you get a chance, check that out.
All right, that's what's up. I'm gonna check. How long? Well, did you just get a song? I gotta make sure I find. I got that song. What you send me? You got the PlayStation Trap song. I'm gonna listen to that one. I'm gonna listen to that one though.
Yeah, PlayStation Trap, the first joint I sent you.
Yeah, I'm gonna listen to that one. If it's better, I'll swap them out. I like the PlayStation Trap, but I was not on fond loving it. You know what I'm saying? It's a good song. It made it past Illa Kill, so we played it. But you got me another one. If it's better than that one, I'm gonna swap it out and play that one more. All right, what's the name of the one you just sent me?
I sent it to your Gmail joint. It's called Paranoid.
Paranoid. All right, I'm gonna check that one. I'll listen to that one. All right.
I appreciate the love.
All right, homie, stand by. All right, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Again, tonight. Go check out Music Mondays. Also, this month, the Salute DJs Award show going down here in Atlanta, Georgia, over at the, what is that spot, the venue? I can't even, the Atrium. Damn it, Blizzard. The Atrium, my bad. Over at the Atrium, I'm going to go ahead and run this promo for them. Shouts out to Over the Top Promo, Lady Shack. That's always a big event. It's always a great networking opportunity. So if you're in close to Atlanta area, whatever, if you're in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, make sure you go check out the Salute to DJs Award over there with Lady Shack. I'm going to run that promo. We're going to get back into the music, man. 347-934-0966, www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. You know what it is. You're rocking with the best of them. Welcome to the Subway.
That's on the greatest. the top promotion. Over the top. Presents the fourth annual Salute the DJs Award Show.
Yeah, yeah. A-Town, it's on again. A-Town, yeah. Y'all know how we do around this time.
January 20th through the 22nd, 2013, in Atlanta, GA. All DJs and press are free to attend. This is the biggest event of the year. DJs make the records go around. Salute the DJ Award Show. For more info on attendees, sponsoring, VIP, or perform, contact 770-676-8932. Log on now and vote for your favorite DJ or DJ crew at SaluteTheDJsAwardShow.name.com. Salute the DJs Award Show.
Girls, I cannot choose one, cause there's so many girls in this world to choose from. I'm not a player, I just can't make my mind up. It's a long list, baby, just sign up.
I can't choose just one. bitch can't beat it. I'm turned up, turned down. I was rocking the ladies.
Ferrari red. Kick my nail game. Go with Kobe on you hoes. It's a nail frame. Bow who turns up, so turns up. Just the life I'm by, huh? And she's standing in my light. I just might take her out. Like that. What I do, about you knew. Bitch, I do this. Couple bags be that vintage. I'ma close it up on that new shit. Graduated from grind time. Celebrate, now it's my time. So I pop bottles and pop bottles and pop bottles. It's going down.
Step up in the club and we ask them what it's hitting for. Bring more bottles to the table, cause tonight, yeah, we getting thrown.
I know the man that I made it. So glad you can't fade it. I'm turned up, turned down. Rockin' the lady, I know you mad that I made it. So glad you can't fade it. I'm turned up, turned down. I was rockin' the lady.
Me and all of my
that make me happy. Then drop it down, all this money on the ground. What you gonna do for me? You can get it if you want nothing, no come for free.
Popcorn, you looking at a movie, sexy like a model, body of a goddess, sliding up and down the pole, I shake it for your
daddy,
red bra and it's on the mat, she making it rain, I'm throwing it back, bust them bands, nigga don't act, you love it when I make eye contact, go so low that he come back, go so low that he throw rack, rosé, dip, dip, that, meat go, bring it back,
I got a bouncy box in his back. I'm trying to throw it all on the floor. I'm trying to see who got more ass in the back, girl. All you gotta do is take it loud.
Let me see
loud.
You take it loud.
Take it all off of me. Whoa, baby. I just wanna see you take them drawers off of me. There's an overflow in my pocket. Hell no, I ain't stopping long as you keep on clocking. Baby, overtime's an option. We with real niggas, we popping. Haters gonna be watching. Slowing down ain't no option. Fast lane, no stopping. Keep it going, going, going. Got some rock on deck, so keep it flowing, till you break a sweat, right there, on your bubble, you're gonna get yourself in trouble.
I got a bouncy box in this bag, girl, and I'm trying to throw it all on the floor. I'm trying to see who got more ass in the bag, girl, all you gotta do is take it loud.
Let me see
loud.
You take it loud.
Like soldiers and cobras and G.I. Joe, I'm Big Ten in this game, man. You deep two
too. I see food like fish stands and eat crews like Goya rice and cheese. No, as nice as me, my world, you just live it. If you don't like it, leave. Now you on my wagon like I caught me a Volvo. You powder puffin', this ain't stopping my mojo. JoJo, better rapping than you. You know, this ain't moving to the cabin salute. I wrote this in my sleep. Who told you you a beast? You the lion of the jungle, I'm the poacher in the Jeep. And it's like that. Yeah. From Los Angeles to Germany, baby, and it's like that. Check international. Don't act like you ain't heard of me, baby, cause it's like that. From Los Angeles to Germany, baby, and it's like that. Passport, stamp it up, let's go. Satellite, Zach, great. Rock your tirade, get it right. Come correct. In live on store and the net. Let's go, let's go.
Meanwhile, while I'm waiting for the homie Jay Harden to get on the phone line, 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. That last joint you just heard was the homie Rocky Tirade with LAX to Germany. Before that, I played Miko, Take It Low. Shout out to the homie. I played Lucy Ball featuring... I forgot the girl's name. But anyway, she's also... Nara, yes. Psychotic, Deadly Dame, shout out to those chicks. T.I. Keem and G Swag with Girls, Girls, Girls. Paris LaDumb with No Strings. And matter of fact, Paris LaDumb, the homegirl, said she's going to be checking in. And matter of fact, she did. What's happening, baby? Welcome to the show.
What's happening? How you doing?
What's going on? Appreciate you calling into the show. What's up with you?
Oh, nothing. You know me, getting it in. Studio flow, just trying to make some new stuff for you.
Oh, hey, that's what's up, man. Are you coming out with a project? Or are you working on a whole mixtape, project, album? What's going on in the lab?
I'm working on a mixtape right now, but I'm also getting ready to drop my new single, and I'll make sure you get that, your hands on it. But I'm working on my second mixtape, excuse my French, too. And I don't know. I don't have a drop date yet. Yeah,
okay.
But it's called Excuse My French. My first one is on indierap.com, though.
All right, that's what's up. So how is the... I see the No Strings. The No Strings joint is, I've seen it a couple of different places. I see the Fleet DJs are rocking with it. I get their email blasts and stuff, too. And I see
they're
going with the record.
We've been working. We definitely working. We're just trying to, you know, make some noise for me. And then I got a new single getting ready to drop, and which will, you know, just trying to keep my name out here, stay out the way, but stay in the way at the same time.
Well, I hope the game is good to you. You know what I'm saying? Make sure if you're ever in the city, ATL, whatever, make sure you holler to check us out. You feel me?
I definitely will. And I kind of called up here to show you some love because I'll be on Twitter, you know, shouting y'all out. So I'm going to call in every now and then and show you some love because I do support you too.
All right. Well, that's what's up. But we really appreciate that. Meanwhile, we're waiting for the homie Jay Harden to also get on the phone lines because he was the winner of the $5,000 contest over there at O'Reilly's that I judged last night. His song. Got a song called, kind of like yours. Yours is No Strings Attached, you know, you just want to puff. Okay. I like women like that. Uh-huh. Don't y'all, fellas? Don't y'all like women like, she like, shit, nigga, ain't no strings attached. I don't want to be your wife. I just want to puff. That's it. Name, I mean, that should be, that's the anthem. No Strings, but that should be our anthem. I don't even know why she made that. I don't know how she ended up making it. Anyway, I think the fellas can all agree that Paris LaDumb is on to something. Right? Right. but no, we're waiting for Jay Harden. He's got a song called Party on That Pussy. And that's a song he performed last night. We're going to talk to him about that record, how that came to be. We're going to give him a shot that he's going to be on the line here. I guess whenever he gets on the line, we'll go ahead and get to him. But let me get back to the music and play some more songs. In the meantime, between time, thanks for calling in, checking in with us, babe. Appreciate that. All right. Hang around, listen to some more music too. Stand by. All right. Let's see. Where we at? Okay, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. I'm gonna run a couple more songs. Waiting for the homie Jay Harden to check in on the line. He should be here any second now. But until then, I'm gonna go ahead and Run a couple more songs back. This is another artist. Well, actually, no, I just played him last show. I can't play him right now. Oh, but I knew that I want to play those. I got another. One of my favorite new additions to the show, the homie Chop. I just like this record, Simpler Days. It's just the way he's talking about it. It's just like, you know what I'm saying? Real laid back, real throwback. Make you want to reminisce. You know what I'm saying? Make you want to just reminisce and think about the good old days. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 347-934-0966. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. That's where you can listen to us live Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m., which could change daily. That's technically when we're supposed to air. ChainlessEntertainment.com. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. You're not rocking with the best of them, man. This is Chop, Simpler Days. Welcome to the Subway.
Yeah. It reminds me of, like, the past days, those growing up days, you know. Life is just so much simpler, man. I don't want to get emotional, but we all know how growing up takes a toll on us. Sometimes you just want to go back. Waking up to the center breakfast on Sunday mornings. Ray Charles playing, hunger pains growing. I take a little while the pancakes baking on the griddle. Scrambled eggs getting slayed while the bacon sizzle. Mom and dad cooking up that we could feed the world. I tell bro to pass the syrup, sprayed it in the swirl. I can't even recall the conversations that we had, but I remember the feelings of hearing from my dad. Mom and pops yelling at the big screen. Football game going, Giants in the lead. Instead of cherishing those days, I walked away. Ran upstairs to my computer like it's all okay. I promised my future children I won't separate, cause that divorce hit me harder than a Chevrolet. I slowly understand now I'm growing older. I just wish it wasn't over. But what's done is done, it's simple and plain. But I still reminisce on simpler days. I changed the clock, wish we never turned the page. I wish I could reverse the pain. If I could change the clock, I would've took advantage of the time we had. I would treat it like it was my last. Instead I reminisce on simpler days. Pretty young girl, Rico introduced me. Said you was my biggest fan when I was playing Goofy. Heading to Lynn Haven Mall the first time we chilled. Drake forever blasting loud, like that's how you feel. Chilling with the homies, and I ain't say much, cause I always take precautions before I change up. And we slowly grew closer as we chilled more. You was the type of woman I would feel for. Always had a boyfriend and I respected that. Up at 3 a.m. singing that Alicia track. Just think of me as some pages in your diary. We was doing good finally. But I guess as years change, people grow apart. I wish the best for you and dude, you still in my heart. It just saddens me I had to lose a close friend. While I'm hoping that y'all don't end, you deserve a key. What's done is done, it's simple and plain. But I still reminisce on simpler days. I could change the clock, wish we never turned the page. I wish I could reverse the pain. If I could change the clock, I would've took advantage of the time we had. I would treat it like it was my last. Instead I reminisce on simpler days.
Me, my mama, sister, and my brother. Cutting off the power, bearing for the lightning thunder. Making tent bubbles, pop stands with the covers. Couldn't tell us nothing, causing crazy, crazy trouble. Talking about the mom dukes, punished for the summer. Maturity wasn't there, pigtails in the air. Really didn't care, frozen cuz, yeah. Never thought of reminisce the way I'm doing now. I miss the days of playing hopscotch and free tag. Fighting with my brother, cuz he ate my Mickey's burger. With my sisters when she was so much better. When we fight like we didn't even love each other. Mama said that we should cherish each and every day. Cause when you're old and grown, never be the same. Never thought we had problems, but you fight a grudge. Pray you understand that it was all in love.
What's done is done, it's simple and tame. But I still reminisce on simpler days. I could change the clock, wish we never turned the page. I wish I could reverse the pain. If I could change the clock, would've took advantage of the time we had. I would treat it like it was my last. Instead I reminisce on simpler days. I'm wishing
and that those days never ended forward. Only time I moved back, he said I'm moving forward. Even if he had a problem, fought a drug, I just pray you understand that it's all love. I'm wishing that those days never ended forward. The only time I moved back, he said I'm moving forward. Even if he had a problem, fought a drug, I just pray you understand.
and I can't get enough of you. You're the baddest thing up in the club, and I can't take my eyes off you. Stop shouting what your name is. Never mind that what you're drinking. Hold up, wait, wait. The less we know, the better. Cause I know that's my girl at home, and I don't want you to tell her. Take a drink, take a drink. Throw it back, throw it back. Oh, girl. That's all that I wanna do. I just wanna have sex. Just call me an addict. And when it comes to sex, baby, I just gotta have it. If we get back to my girl, I hope she understands that she the one I'm loving, but I'm still gonna be a man. I just wanna have sex. Just call me an addict. And when it comes to sex, baby, I just gotta have it. If we get back to my girl.
Screaming for this business. Whenever I do my thing on the scene, she get on her knees and then she sing this. She goes, girl, I do wanna have sex, no stress, no screens attached. Let us put a thing in that butt scene from the back, 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 back up. Let me take a look,
take a look.
Make it over then close like a book. The way you taking that thing got me shook. See your point like a T-Pain hook, and I just can't let her go. But how do I do this without my girl finding out? She live right round the corner, and she know exactly where I be hiding.
Man, I'ma get in my whip, turn all the lights off. Break out the lights off. Hit the wife, ready for the wife off. Deep, deep, drop off, hit the light off.
I know my girl coming to the window and she hear me.
Make this bus sound that compound. Got gunned down in one round. Ooh, she got that dumb head. Left a dumbfound. Put this on your tongue and I'ma show you how to smile it work. Work your body in my hot tug and I'ma call that Bath and Body work. I make it talk back. Call that up, see powwow. Hit her with this four footer. She call my little bow wow. We just trying to catch him. Ain't with all that catching feelings. Take you up to Marvin's room. Sexual healing. They'll love you. So appealing, that banana thong, you know I'm trying to build it. Killer instinct, best for rappers, I'm trying to kill it. Damn love, you so appealing, you know the feeling I'm talking about. I'ma knock it out like a title bout. I'm talking Mayweather and Pacquiao.
I'm all about my come up, and I am repping thumbs up. Brevard County, Cocoa, Florida. Trey Flush in the building.
I'm all about my come up. I'm all about my come up. I'm all about, all about, all about my come up. I'm all about my come up. I'm all about my come up. I'm all about, all about, all about my come up. If I got it, then I flip it. If I flip it, then I stack it. If I got it, then I flip it. If I flip it, then I stack it. I'm all about my come up. If he hating on me, most likely he ghost me. Call toilet 2012. Oh no, ain't taking shit. You want me in the club, nigga, after 12, then you better talk sex and pay the G. Chocolate City, yeah, made a G. Nigga, I still post in the hood with my shirt off and my pants sagging. Damn right, I know I look good. I'm taking over this rap shit. Y'all out there, just stay tuned. You saw Trey Flex, the boy getting big like he been in that weight room. I done got my weight up. I done got my cake up. No time to wait up. This year, no fake. I be your body partner. I got a money rash. I think I need to see the doctor. You wanna be me partner, but you too scared to admit it. That pussy that you cuffin', she ain't already done hit it.
I'm a man and I make my- fly. Who needs wings when we got the whole sky?
Ladies out there that like working that pole. You know, this hood and blues shit. Hey, Greg Tyler, you a fool for them. All my ladies, let's get it.
young pimpin'.
That freaky shit.
Get it,
shot.
That freaky shit.
Get it, shot.
That freaky shit.
Get it, shot.
Let's go, let's go, let's go. Workin', shawty, workin' that.
www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the Shizzo. You did? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. We played a couple of joints right quick. We played that Trey Plus, All About My Come Up. Shouts out to the young homie. Jabron with Beautiful. Jericho with Got That Crack. Jay Lyric with Addicted Sex. New Breed with Regrets. Cheryl Boy with Bump Your Head. You know what I mean? Rocky Tyree, LAX to Germany. You know what I mean? But the last joint we played was the homie Jay Harden. And the name of that joint was Shawty Working That Pole. Yes, ladies, that pole. And I play that, and I say that to say this. We're going to welcome to the line the King of Hood and Blues, Jay Harden, in the building. What's happening, homie? What up, though?
What's going on with you, bro? What's going on with you?
Working, man, and I see you've been working too, man. Shouts out, congratulations to you last night for winning the showcase over at the Raleigh's last night. Sharon Showcase, Big Pot, big show you threw, came out with a real live show, dancers, clowns, balloons, the whole nine. I felt like I was really throwing a party and somebody pushed and I had my clothes on still. Yeah, that's how it went down. So congratulations to you that, man. And so we want to talk to you about everything, man. First of all, introduce yourself to the people. You've been on the show before, but it was a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
So for those who don't know, this is the homie Jay Harden. That last song we played, Work That Pole, this is one of his joints. We got another one we're going to play. The song he performed last night and won the whole pot with over there on the east side. You feel me? Partying That Pussy. It's a... It is what it is. It's fucking partying some... It's, you know what it is, ladies. Don't play. But anyway, Jay Harden, man. Tell the people about yourself real quick. Where you from, where you hail from, and what you got going on?
It's your boy Jay Harden coming out of Southside, Atlanta, Cotter Park, stand up. You know, Hood and Blues, King of Hood and Blues, you know, Sam and self-explanatory. I came with my own sound, my own thing. And, you know, a lot of people say, Jay, you're too tall to be R&B, you're too tall to be this and that. I mean, you need to do this and that. So I came with Hood and Blues, you know, hold on one dream and believe you exist sometimes. So, you know, there you go. So I've been pushing, burning the streets up ever since.
Absolutely. Now, you've got a different style. Like you're a blend. You call it Hood and Blues. It's like a blend. It's a blend of rap and R&B. You feel what I'm saying? And and to me, it makes you like a hybrid artist. You know what I'm saying? You bring to the table both of them. The artist gives a stellar show. Every time he gives a show, he comes out. You know what I'm saying? Does his thing. He goes ham. You feel me with the dancing and everything? He's a mixture, and I like to see him perform. But how is it? How do you? This is my number one question would be this: Do you market yourself as more the R&B or the hip hop side of you? Which one do you market yourself aggressively as, or do you just say you do both?
I'm Hood and Blues. It's like when you got a solid record, it really don't. You know, some people think they got to market certain ways, but if you got the music speak for itself, like I worked that pole, I was singing.
Mm-hmm.
The song I won last night, Part of That Pussy, I was more rapping. You know, I got records with Jadakiss where I'm singing. I got records with Akon where I'm rapping. So, you know, it's just going in and making quality music. I think that's what's wrong with black music. Now we think too much about we got to make a certain lane, go a certain way. And you have pop artists that just do anything. They might have a song without any instruction, sell out arenas and just, you know, we need to just stop thinking we got to be in a box, man. You know, bumper box.
Absolutely. So I'm going to stop the music because I'm asking some real important stuff, some real questions that, you know what I'm saying, I always ask people. But people like you, you're what people would call an indie, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But me personally, and over here on this station on K100, we embrace the indie movement. All we play is independent artists. When, you know, cats get big, we pretty much cut them off, you know what I'm saying, you know, let FM radio or whoever else they got going on take care of them. Now, you said something that was key to me. You said, well, you think that that's what's wrong with black music, you know what I'm saying? So What do you say to someone who says, well, look, the industry wants what it wants. It wants this certain kind of look or style or sound. You really see it real bad in hip-hop. Like, if you ain't talking about one specific thing, if you ain't talking about Molly, if you ain't rapping over a trap beat or whatever, it's like they don't really want to let you in. So you get a lot of artists who do what, quote-unquote, they do what's hot to get on. What do you feel about that notion right there? The quote-unquote, well, doing what's hot to get on so you can fit into rotation with DJs. What do you feel about that?
I think that... if you're not real, you're not real. I think it's, you can make a hit that way. You know, you might get a little like, it's like a guy who don't do drugs and he make a song popping modest. Eventually, one day, he's going to have to pop one, because at the end of the day, you got to show that you're real and you represent what you do. You know, the thing about it, I think that, you know, artists that do that, yeah, it's a business move, but can you uphold it? How long can you uphold that facade?
Mm-hmm.
How long can you uphold that fake? You feel me? One thing about it is, a lot of people thought I had a deal, and, you know, and thought I was already signed because of how I promoted myself and pushed. I got records talking about fucking, talking about sex. I got records talking about with Jadakiss with a choir. I got records with Akon talking about gangster shit. But my whole thing is the whole arena of a man or a woman. People laugh, people cry, people want to fuck, people want to get. It's those emotions that you have to play with: laugh, cry, sex. So when you make music, you know, I know people, man, that be talking about Maserati and got breed cards, you know, what are you really doing? You know, you talking Maserati. I was in O'Reilly one time. I had a guy walk up to me and say, hey, man, what you doing? I'm from Arlington, Wayne. He said, okay, cool, let me know, man. Let me grab about 4 or 5 of them. But in his song, he talking about VVS's. He talking about Bentley's. He talking about everything that he don't have. Me personally, I just like to party and have a good time and deal with realistic situations. You know, I like to have – that's why I talk about sex, because that's something that's a necessity. And it's like I look at Marvin Gaye. He had Let's Get It On. Then he had Sexual Healing. Then he had Mercy, Mercy Me. So I'm saying. So
right.
You should be able to go to any extreme. But, you know, some people just take it too far, man.
Yeah.
If you catch a ride to the club and you don't even have water money, but you got a song talking about how many bricks you done threw – and how many cars you got. Come on, man, you're fooling yourself. You don't never take off, because the people who, when they go outside, if one of the records is there, got to drop you off at home, and you don't talk to all that big boy talk, then right then and there, he's going to give you the drop you off at home contract.
Right, right. So what do you say about, we've got, because, I mean, you know what it is. You know how the industry is right now. We've got well-known artists who I guess you could say, quote-unquote, they're, so this is the thing I say, all right. You got some people that's going to say, well, that is true. And I'm with you on that. I feel like, you know, I hate to fake it till you make it type thing. But then you have certain artists that come up and it gets found out that they didn't live the life they lead, or all the stuff they're talking about is whatever. That's not what they did. But they still sell millions of records. And so then you'll have someone come back and say, look, man, it's all about entertainment. This is not entertainment. See, this is the fine line that I feel like hip-hoppers and just black artists in general – unfairly have to sometimes walk a line of quote-unquote being real. It seems more like white artists can live in a fantasy world and make up fantasy stuff, and then it's called art and entertainment. But the moment a black person says something that they're not doing, then they're not being real and they're not being true. And then someone will come back and say, well, that's just entertainment, man. It's all entertainment. Look at Rick Ross. They say he was a correction officer, but he made music about the drug world, and people bought into it and still buys records, still buys music to this day. And he's still a multi-platinum selling artist, still selling crazy records. So they'll say, well, people really don't care if they make good music. What do you say to that? If the music is still good at the end of the day.
Well, see, the thing about it is, even though, you know, Ross may make music, now the facade is coming to light. Like I said, the truth comes to light. And when the truth comes to light, then it goes into a reverse effect. Now, if you look at it, you know, you got certain states you can't even go in and perform. You know, when the facade comes to light and the truth started coming out, whoever you are, you know, the dude walk in the gym. You seen the guy come in the gym and he dressed like Michael Jordan. He looked like he can play 6'8", but then when you passing the ball, he got butterfingers, can't dunk. The facade, when you put him on the court, if he out there long enough, you're going to know if he can play ball when he hit a hand. So my whole thing is, I just think, yeah, you could, when it comes to, yeah, white artist or Caucasian artist, pop artist or any kind of artist, you know, Chinese, whatever, when they make music, and it may be a fantasy world, but it's a different type of fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Like you may hear somebody like they may be running beside a car just as fast as the car. But you rarely hear pop artists just lie and say I got $100 million in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went and bought me four cars and they rapping in a double wide trailer and they ain't even got a bicycle. I ain't seen it. I ain't never seen that's why they haven't lost respect for their music. I have never seen one bootlegger yet pull up to me and say, "Hey man, I got this new Garth Brooks man just dropped."
Mm-hmm.
I ain't never seen one so want this Britney Spears.
Would you attribute that? This is an interesting conversation. Would you attribute that to more of the facade that people put in music, or to just niggas being niggas? Niggas always want shit for the low. This is the thing with me and black people. You know what I'm saying? And of course, you know, this, I'm talking about myself when I say here, because I can be a nigga sometimes. True that. A lot of times. But this is the thing. Okay. Bootleggers wouldn't be a business if they didn't have clientele. That's why I don't believe in locking up drug dealers, because drug dealers don't put guns to people's heads and tell them smoke crack, motherfucker. You came to find the crack. When I sold those niggas, I'd have to chase down dope or crackheads. They came to me, right? So that's how it works. Mm-hmm. So the bootlegger sells bootlegs because niggas, in general, can love you, J Hard. They can love me. They can love anybody, and really be a fan of an artist, and will still go by the bootleg because the nigga mentality is whatever for the low. The hookup is it is what it is.
But
rules are good.
But you gotta look at it. It's not really the mentality. It's the economic state of a lot of African American people. We still are part of some of the poorest sector in the United States of America. So when you don't have, you have no choice but to get what you can.
The same guy have on some Jordans though. The same nigga that will go buy bootlegs will have on a pair of Jordans with 24s on his car. So.
But you got to see how the majority, like say for instance, right? I'm on the south side, bam. Boom, we doing our thing or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. The music, the CD is not what people see.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for you to keep your hustle strong, you got to have on something nice. You got to have on something look the part. The CD really becomes the last move. But when you have somebody that got money, then now they just the opposite. The CD, I go buy my CD because they got money and they don't have to live the facade. You see, it's like they don't have to live the fake. But when you in the hood, you in the trap, or you out and about, we animals of visuals. We like to see the flash. So shit, we want to look good first. You get in the car to hear the music. You don't care to see burnt or not. You don't give a fuck if the motherfucker been bought out of trunk or not, because the music is the last thing. But you gotta understand where the shit come from. It goes all the way back to 500 years, man.
Oh, yeah.
When somebody have necklaces and I pull up with a pistol and say, "You want their gun?" You know, we didn't end up in slavery because somebody put a gun out here. You know, you come get a gun, you get the necklace, then all of a sudden you come back and you say, "Well, I don't want no necklace. Let me have your wife." And we tell the man, "No, you can't have her." He said, "Well, shit, I'm gonna take her, but we shouldn't have opened the door in the first place."
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the way of the land and the way we are because of years of mental shit that's been going on. Now it's in our genetic code. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, real nigga shit. It's just how we are. But you got some people who will go buy a CD and who will respect good music. You got to think. You got to know a lot of music is bullshit. Like,
oh yeah, a lot of it is.
You know.
But some of it is good.
Pay $14 for some book. We're going to pay $10, $12 for some garbage. Now, me, on the other hand, to some people, I have some songs that's classic. Then I have some songs that are high-quality bullshit, you know, to some people. But you got to have a better quality of bullshit. Like, if I'm going to have bullshit, can be fertilizer if it's the right bullshit. So, you know, you have somebody come. You know, how can you be true to somebody and say, okay, like we had a competition last night, 75 acts, right?
Mm-hmm.
What separated Jay Harden from 75 other people to win fair play? What separated me is because I invested in my show, I believe in me, and I've been getting booked for $1,500 to $2,500 for 2 years. I hadn't done an open mic in 2 years. I had never won a Miss Sharon showcase. I always get beat by everybody that was in there. But I already know when the money was on the table and the 100 was on the floor, that I was going to bring in and show them why I get the big bucks and why I go as hard as I go, because God gave me a gift, and I refuse to put my gift in the ground. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's just real. That's real nigga shit, man. It's like we don't respect. Like last night when I went, everybody that normally get crunk and get happy and get tight when I perform, a lot of them were holding back because it was the jealousy, the envy, the hate, and them wanting to win the money. But not understanding that whether they move their hands or not, the truth will always prevail. Shaquille O'Neal walk on the court. I don't give a damn how many people say he can't play. How many people say he can't do this and that. He going to Hall of Fame.
Right.
Numbers
right.
don't lie.
Right.
Jay Harden, 23, top 30 in the UK, B.O.B. 22. That's numbers. They don't lie.
All right. Well, tell people about this. Tell people about. So you've been overseas. Oh, well, I'm getting short on time. All right, let me condense it right quick because I'm getting short on time, and I want to make sure I play the other joint. Tell the people about going on tour. How did you end up being an independent artist, and you know you've been overseas and stuff like that. How did that happen for you? And you're not even having a deal. How did that pop off?
I made a record and then listened to what now motherfucker had to say, telling me it was a 285 hit, a strip club hit. I did work that pole, blasted it with DigiWax, shouts out to CL. Next thing I know, I had 500 requests for drops in my email. Next thing I know, I was invited to perform at the World Pole Dance Championship for 10,000 euros. And that was with no manager, and I went over there with Wendy Day. She flew there with me, and some of my other people that were part of the grind flew with me, and Wendy Day stayed over there for a week with me and watched us, you know, perform and watched us do radio interviews, and you know, shouts out to Wendy, she's an important part of my project. So that's what happened. I didn't listen to no naysayers. I put God first, and I worked, and I hope people don't get me wrong when I say this, but I want to understand this. I worked physically, as if there was no God. But spiritually, I knew the only way I was going to make it and get somewhere if God was behind me pushing me. So I hope they taught that. Now, some people, well, a lot of folks here that they were like, he said he don't believe in God. No, no, no. I said I worked physically like God wasn't going to do nothing for me. Like there was no God. But spiritually, I understood that the only way I was going to get anywhere, I ain't going to go anywhere, is that by the grace of God. So.
Absolutely. All right, man. Well, shouts out to you, homie. You've really been putting in work. I've been seeing you. Grind, you know what I'm saying, a lot. I've seen you out and grind. I met you a long time ago. You know, we connected a long time ago, but still, it's always good when I see you out and I see you performing and everything, you feel me? I always give you props, you know what I'm saying? I always tell people, yeah, you know, he deserves his accolades because when I see him perform, when he get on stage, he go hard and he do the shit every fucking time, you feel me? So we're going to go ahead and run this last joint. We're going to get ready to get up out of here. I got to make it over to Music Mondays. I'm going to be a little bit tardy for the party. But, tell us about this. Introduce this song. This is the one that you won the contest with last night. This is Party in That Pussy. On That Pussy. It's On That Pussy, In That Pussy.
On That Pussy.
Party On That Pussy. That's
hey,
right.
Hey, I want to let y'all know, I jam with the number one station around K100. This record is Party. I throw a party on that pussy. And remember, it's going down. This is one of the singles off the Frat House album coming soon, first quarter. Let's get it. K100. Turn up.
Absolutely, man. Shouts out to Jay Harden, man. You're now rocking with the best of them, man. K1's Radio. Welcome to the Subway.
Oh, all my ladies, yeah, the floor, yeah, at the house, yeah, like a nigga that's on a part on that pussy, hit the flow. Jay Harden. Party on that party, 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 party on that
till the morning comes. Give her time. She loves it when I make her come. She like that freaky, freaky, freaky. She a deep drop. She loves when I lick on it. She likes foreplay. She likes slow, baby. She likes 69 wags.
Say Monizy. Candlelight, no elbows up on the table, man, it's right.
Yeah.
Straying away from words like, hun, I. This is a special one.
Okay.
Your boy done cleaned up, she must be a special one.
What?
We moving on up like elevators in Jefferson's building. She feels him, say he is the chosen one.
Uh-huh.
A little mini messiah. Got things in common,
what?
Common in Hezekiah.
Woo!
Walk her to the door, I don't want her to go.
Nah.
Trying to be hard and I don't want it to show.
Nah.
Want to impress, really wanted to flow. So I sit there with this single and said, it's me and Mo. Nika, listen, like
names, kisses, your sweetness, I never thought I'd find. Black dress, red bottom, I'm looking so show me,
show me,
how
me.
You.
might just go over there.
Knock, knock. Yeah, I hope you like it. Did you like it?
Yeah,
I wrote it and I quoted. Kind of spoke it when I wrote it.
Really?
Kind of knew we'd end up on sofas watching a little Oprah.
Uh-huh.
Repeats, of course, and I can teach you if you want to learn.
Yeah.
If you want to make the mic burn like a urn. And you have too long, yeah, to come along.
Yeah.
We can live long, George Burns. When it's
that's
our
right.
time, we go home. Hold up.
That's right.
Show. They strip their clothes, I pass the troll. Now watch them grip the pole, suck they toes, they rolling dope. Hell yo, that money talk, put it on leash, that money walk. Look what my money bought, polo draws, polo socks.
Yeah.
And bitch, I rep my block, Digimon, we got them stocks.
Stop.
You need a hot knock, cause haters love the ball of block.
It's
time to call the shot, VIP, we taking shots. We taking pictures, we don't give them back.
Nope.
And shouting off that cognac, showing me a rack. I told him, make it clap, so I'm lighting on your clap.
Yeah.
But GA back up on the map, you see the snap back. Just put that mirror where the counter boy, we got strapped. I keep my backpack fully loaded, half black. I'm running to them bands, wearing like a halfback.
Yeah.
All my niggas know it's sex. About to make a movie, group is called a dream work.
Work.
It's life, camera, action. Sorry, Mr. Jackson.
Yeah.
We ran out of Franklin. It's time to count the jacks.
Work.
Time for satisfaction.
Work.
I'm about making magic.
Turn up.
Appointment to the baddest bitch.
But
sure,
hey.
What's happening?
Turn up.
Lot of static,
yeah.
Traffic,
yeah.
In the club.
Yeah.
But we still got it cracking.
Yeah.
This bitch turned up.
Work.
Blowing strong till my fingers burnt up. Play the song, everybody thumbs up.
Hey.
We make that bread in the street, you throw them crumbs up. Everybody love us, ask your baby mama, bruh. They say the drama, cuz you don't want that drama on ya.
Hey.
Smell my marijuana as we leaving out the front.
Work.
We got the things on the hip and clips in the trunk.
Work.
But let you have a good time, boy, you talk to drugs.
Turn up.
All my niggas know it's sex, love, and money.
All right, so, well, I was going to try to go over a little bit of overtime, but I forgot, because I was like 10 minutes late starting the show. My apologies again. So I'm not going to be able to do that, because I got to get over to Music Mondays. Check it out. All right, go to www.changesentertainment.com/, well, just go to changesentertainment.com and then click on opportunities for artists. Too much words to type and shit. Just go to changesentertainment.com, type on opportunities for artists, and if you're in the Atlanta area tonight and you want to go check it out, that's where you can go ahead and see where it's at. It's at iLounge downtown over
east side downtown over by off Glenwood. So just go to changeentertainment.com, click on opportunities for artists, and you'll see the flyer for it. You can click on that and get more info about Making It Magazine, Kel Buchanan, and all that, the whole movement. Music Mondays goes down first Mondays of every month. Great networking opportunity. With that being said, man, thanks for rocking out with us, man. Shouts out to all the artists that we played. Shouts out to Jay Harden. Shouts out to Sharon for Sharon Showcase and for having me come over there with Judge last night. You feel me? It was a great opportunity. Lots of great talent. Shouts out to all the people I saw last night. Big ups to everybody who I played tonight in rotation. Looks like Bama's going to beat the shit out of Notre Dame. Shout out to the motherfucking SEC, the most superior conference in college football, bitches. No, I'm not a Bama fan, but goddamn it, I'm an SEC fan. Hell you talking about? We run football, college football. I don't give a shit what you say. Huh? If it ain't us, if it ain't Bama, it's the Gators. If it ain't the Gators, it's LSU. Goddamn it. You know, come on, man. I ain't finna keep going back and forth with y'all about the dominant conference. It's ludicrous for you to keep trying to test us. Anyway, peace and thanks out. Wait a minute, I said that wrong. Thanks, peace out, peace and hair grease. Yeah, whatever. At K100 Radio on Twitter. Deuces.